I like french fries, and I love chicken nuggets, and pizza, and pasta.
I love Mexican food. I don't know, so I like a lot of junk food, I guess.
I love pizza. I love chips and dips. I love Coca-Cola. I really do like fast food, junk food. My grandbabies say that's my favorite food, and it is.
Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. Today, Kenneth Copeland and guests Dr. Don and Mary Colbert help us recognize eating habits that rob our bodies of energy and actually result in poor health.
Welcome, everybody, to Monday's edition of the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. I'm really glad you're here today. We're going to get into some things today that all this week is going to be a time when you're going to receive from the Word of God and from the anointing of God answers to questions that have plagued people, particularly our modern generation and the things that we're dealing with in the lives that we live. And not only that, we're going to get some answers to some questions we didn't even know were questions. We're going to find out some things that were present and a problem that we really didn't even know they were there. So you don't want to miss any of it. If you miss a broadcast, go to kcm.org and catch up on it. Record it. Whatever you have to do, don't miss anything this week. Dr. Don Colbert and his lovely wife, Mary, are with us all this whole week again. And this is going to be a really, really anointed time. And Father, we just thank you and praise you for your word. Thank you for sending Doc and Mary to us. We receive their anointing. We receive their ministry and their lives sown into our lives. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Doc, thanks,
amen.
Man.
I
just can't tell you how much I appreciate you being here. Mary,
well,
God bless
man.
You.
Our privilege.
It is so important. And as I said earlier, there are some things that are problems that most people don't even realize they exist, much less that they're a problem. And then you find out what the problem is, then you get the answer. And then it has that ripple effect. It starts answering things on down the line
right,
for you.
Sure.
We're at a time right now in the body of Christ where God's doing that. God is going to fix us whether we like it or not. I mean, he's straightening
Amen.
Out some things and healing some things
sure.
because we've been crying out to him over the years, not realizing what the key issues were in the whole thing to start with, but he knows, and it's in his word.
That's
Amen.
Right. Amen.
Let's go to the book of Acts, and there's a couple of scriptures here that I want to tie together and see a divine connection here. And once you see that divine connection and its cause, its root, and something that we're dealing with here, then, Doc, I want you to just
sure.
pick up on that and tell us all this wonderful stuff that you've learned
okay.
about it. Praise the Lord.
Sure.
Now, in the 10th chapter of the book of Acts, when Peter was preaching at Cornelius' house, and he made this statement in verse 38, that God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Now, man, I'm telling you, that verse is so pregnant with the very truth of God. He was doing good, so healing is a good thing. And sickness and disease is satanic oppression. And God was with him. So there's just really some powerful, important, blunt facts that the Word just says. He went about doing good healing, all that were oppressed of the devil. So sickness and disease is satanic oppression. And I don't care how you study it, you're going to finally wind up back to the original seed of it somewhere, and his name is Satan. I mean, so now.
And some, and he didn't say some that were oppressed. No, he said all.
All.
And he said doing
That's
good.
That's big.
Not putting diseases on them to teach them a lesson.
Right. So God was against satanic oppression, wasn't he?
Amen.
That's a big thing right there.
Sure.
That's right. He's against sickness and disease.
He is.
Now, holding those words, let's go over to Isaiah 54. Now, you remember the 53rd chapter of Isaiah is the Holy Ghost picture of Jesus on the cross. It is God calling things that be not as though they were through his prophet, and every word of this came to pass. Now, in that 53rd chapter, Jesus bore our sicknesses and carried our diseases, and by his stripes we were healed. Now, you come over into Isaiah 54. If you just took that word chapter and that number 54 out and just set it over there, it would just flow right on through here where Jesus, in the last part of the 53rd chapter, he's raised from the dead, and now God's speaking to the body of Christ. Because he said here in the 8th verse, thus saith the Lord thy Redeemer. So this is the Redeemer speaking to the redeemed. Now, the verse that we need to make our divine connection here is this, in verse 14. In righteousness shalt thou be established. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness.
Amen.
And all these things will be added to you. Now, in righteousness you shall be established. You shall be far from oppression. Now, we just found out sickness and disease, bad health is satanic oppression.
Amen.
You shall be far from oppression, for you shall not fear.
Amen.
That's, boy, there's a connector.
Sure
Man,
Amen.
That is a connector.
That's huge.
You shall be far from oppression because you will not fear. Now look at the next phrase. And from terror it shall not come near you. 1 John 4:18, perfected love casteth out fear because fear hath torment. Terror is a part of torment.
Well, yeah.
That's
terror
where
is an extreme form of fear.
Yeah. And the torment is the reason it works.
Mm-hmm. Right, sure.
That terror is a strong, severe torment because of fear. And we're seeing terror today as a planned weapon.
Oh, absolutely.
Now, I love to read this, man. Mm-hmm. I've read this in some of the most dangerous places on earth. They shall surely gather together. The oppression, the fear, and the terror shall surely gather together, but not by me.
Amen.
I'm not the one putting
That's
them
right.
on you.
That's Satan.
Amen.
Isn't that good?
That's right.
They just want to jump and run. I mean, this is so powerful.
Amen.
Yes.
Whosoever, now that whosoever right there is the oppression, it is the fear, it is the terror, and whosoever uses those to come against you shall fall for your sake. Man, this is covenant talk.
Amen.
Deluxe.
Amen.
Now, let's see what we've hooked together here. And this is where your experience is so vital to the body of Christ because, I mean, you've been waist deep in this mess for a long
absolutely.
Time. And you're seeing it every day of your life. This is where your calling is so massive. We found out that sickness and disease is satanic oppression. We found out that God is against it, and we've confirmed it by another word here. We got Old Testament and New Testament put together here. You'll be far from oppression, which includes sickness, disease, anxiety, all of those different things. For you shall not fear. Well, now, how are we going to get rid of the fear? Well, perfected love casteth out fear. That's the only way you're ever going to get rid
of
it.
Only way.
You can manage fear, but it won't get rid of it.
Yeah, and I manage fear daily in patience.
Well,
until they receive this revelation.
And you can deal with, for instance, you can have a guy that does something that you and I would consider very scary for a living, say, a bull rider.
Mm-hmm.
This is one the Lord brought to my mind when he was first talking to me about this several years ago. Here's a guy that does something most people would not do.
Right.
Or say some guy that's a professional skydiver.
Right, sure.
Who jumps out of perfectly good airplanes. I mean, he's, you know, all the time, and likes it, and does this. And so he has managed fear in his life. But he gets on the ground or the bull rider,
A lion trainer.
Yeah.
I
don't want in there. This guy's stupid.
Well, they have the highest mortality rate, I heard, was a lion
trainer.
Well,
now let's take that guy, and after the show's over, now he's managed his fear. He's not afraid of getting in that cage with that cat.
Right, sure.
He's not afraid to jump out of that airplane. But then he gets in his car, and on the way home, he's just worried sick about his finances. He's worried about his children. He's worried about his marriage. Well, fear is there.
Sure.
He didn't get rid of it. He just managed it over here in this little area, of his life.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, I'm gonna push here because I want to get this perfected love, cast it out, and whoso keepeth his word in him is the love of God perfected.
Amen.
So when you put this process in motion, you are headed towards good health.
Right. But unfortunately, that is not the case with the church nor the world. The church has just as much anxiety as the world, just as much depression. Mm. In fact, you realize that in medicine we call anxiety the common cold of mental illness. It's so common. It is so rampant in this country. Now, what anxiety and depression do is they keep this stress response in our body stuck. It's kind of like having your accelerator to your car stuck, where you have to ride the brake all the time. Now, when this accelerator is stuck in our bodies or the sympathetic nervous system is activated long term, the very system that our body is designed for to save our life starts to destroy our life.
Let me see if I'm painting the same picture in my mind as you're saying. Let's take zero as dead calm.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm not supposed to live at dead calm all the
that's
time.
Right.
It's wonderful every once in a while
to
do that. And if you know God and you walk in His Word, you can do that. But somewhere along here, I'm active. I'm doing my job. I'm living every day and da 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 da. But now there is another level up where I'm, man alive. Now that, if fear has been cast out of my life and it's not there, and I come to the ready.
Right.
I didn't come to the ready because I'm afraid of something. I came to the ready because I'm ready. But now, if it's in anxiety, you stay here all the time.
Even at night when you're sleeping.
Lord, I see what you're saying.
And so what happens is...
Yes, I see what you're saying.
Eventually, now, here's how we're designed. Mm. We're supposed to literally, the way God designed our body is amazing. It's just like you could have the nicest race car, and if you took off every time you stopped at a red light, imagine your accelerator pushed to the floor and your brake pushed to the floor. So every time that thing... red light turns green, you take off.
I see what you're saying.
That's what's happened. Now, what happens...
You're holding this thing at full pressure all the time, and the pressure's...
God didn't design the body to do this. God designed the body that once you experience an emotion, this response is to go back into neutral. But what happens...
Yeah, the guy that comes to the ready, but then everything's all right. He ought to go back somewhere between dead calm and normal.
Now, what happens, though, is certain emotions, I call them deadly emotions, we get literally programmed with so that every time we react with fear, with anxiety, with anger, with offense, with unforgiveness, with grief, and it literally locks this stress response in us, mm-hmm. so that what happens is we literally start burning $10 worth of energy for a 2-cent problem. Mm-hmm. Now, let me tell you the danger. Mm. Short term, no problem. Short term, few weeks, few months, no problem. Long term, here's what happens. When you go long term without that deep stage 4 sleep, that's when your immune system is restored. That's almost your entire body is restored yearly based on what you eat and your adequate sleep. That's when the body is literally repairing and restoring itself. So it starts interfering with your sleep. You don't get good sleep. Now, when mm-hmm. that happens, your feel-good chemicals, your neurotransmitters, these chemicals in the brain that enable us to feel good, literally start to decrease. And so you just don't feel good anymore. You feel tired. You feel angry, irritable, frustrated, upset, depressed. And then the hormone levels start to drop. So then when your hormones levels start to drop, then your energy gets weaker, or your body gets weaker, your muscle mass you lose. And then this hormone cortisol goes up, the stress hormone goes up, and that stress hormone goes up with long-term feelings of out of control. And so what happens when cortisol goes up? It makes your cholesterol go up. It makes your blood pressure go up. It makes weight collect right here, fat collect right here. We call it apple-shaped
good.
Obesity.
Or, well, I've never heard it called that, but I've heard it called a lot of other things. We call it toxic fat.
Because this is the fat associated with heart attacks, and strokes, and type 2 diabetes. Mm-hmm. With this, when you look at a lot of these people walking around with big bellies, that's just a sign that their accelerator's stuck, that they're stuck in stress mode, and that they literally have that fear that is locked in them, and literally they're being ruled by fear. They see perfect love casts out fear, and the whole foundation is not built on the 7 pillars. The whole foundation of this is built on the law of love. And the Word of God.
You know, I learned this from an assignment from the Lord when he instructed me to launch a war on fear. It really began back 30 years ago in this ministry and over a long period of time. And then in 2001, another major thrust of it. Anyway, one of the major things that the Lord pointed out to me all the way through the Bible, it's just throughout all of the Word of God. Before God could do anything with anybody, he'd have to say, "Fear not. Fear not." Mm-hmm. An angel would come on the scene and have to say, "Fear not. I come from the presence of the Most High God." Now, I began to look at that, and the bottom line turned out to be this. Fear doesn't come and go. Not the fear we're talking
just
about.
Just degrees. It goes, comes and goes in degrees.
Well, and
but you always have an underlying current.
Yeah. The fright part of it mm-hmm. is what comes and goes in degrees, but the fear itself is there all the time.
That's right.
And its most subtle maneuver is in the area of torment when you read something in the Word and the next thought you have is,
mm-hmm.
that was fear.
When Don was in medical school at Oral Roberts University and he was doing his rotation in the state of Florida, they had a requirement for him to do a rotation in the mental state institute.
The mental institution.
That was
we had to stay there.
Had to spend the night there.
For 30 days.
Yeah.
I wondered about you.
Now, we didn't stay where the patients were. We stayed in the dorms. Okay.
But I had just graduated from Rhema, and I thought this was my opportunity to go to the mental hospital there, and I was going to clean house. Man, I was going to cast out demons, and I was all worded up.
Let's go.
So we go in there, and he puts me in the dead center of this room with all these people walking around just bound and tormented.
Psychotic. Schizophrenics.
And I thought, okay, devil, which one's going first? You know, man, I was all geared up. And next thing you know, this woman walks up to me, and she's going, "Hello, hello, hello," and she's acting
weird,
strange. And I'm like, "Ma'am, I want to talk to you about Jesus." And she goes, "Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus." And she just went, "Oh, I love Jesus, I love Jesus." Well, next thing you know, I'm talking to each different one, and they're all talking about how much they love Jesus. And they're all bound up and possessed. Well, I went back to the room, and I took my Bible, and I said, "God, I do not understand this." And I took the Word, and the Bible, and I threw it down on the bed. I said, I don't understand this. How could you allow your children who love mm-hmm. you Amen. And confess your name to get in such a state? And he said to me, he goes, do you really want to know? I was like, yeah. And then he goes, no, do you really want to know? And he asked me three times. That third time I was shaken. I didn't know yeah. if I really wanted to know. And he said to me, he said, it's better that they never knew me than to know me and not trust me, because a house divided cannot stand.
Yeah.
He goes, you are seeing the fruit of those who knew me but never fully trusted in me. And we see that right now with Don mm-hmm. and his practice. We see Christians coming in shaking and in torment and fear, and I sit there and go, you haven't fully embraced his trust. Somewhere in you, you have not fully surrendered everything to him in full of trust. And there's your torment.
Well, you know, here you go back to 1 John 4. And he said, perfected love casts out fear because fear hath torment. Now, look where that puts God, who is love, against torment.
Right.
That's the reason he casts it out. That's the reason he has a desire to get it out of you, is because of the torment factor.
Sure.
And that torment can be just so slight, you just think it's an everyday thought that mm-hmm. you just have all the time.
Sure.
And it's the tormentor using the torment in that fear to control your mind, to bug your mind where you can't sleep, and bug you all day long, all night long. And somebody mentioned the word, and you say, glory to God, yes. But you don't understand my situation. And that's exactly what you're talking about.
Exactly right.
Oh, yes, I love the Lord. Oh, yes, you know.
That's what they were saying.
And then, but when it comes down to the word, there's something in that little conversational voice that goes on night and day, and it's the one when you're laying there at night and you think, what am I going to do, how am I going to get out of this, what am I going to do? That ain't even the right question.
That's right. You should be thanking him for what he's done.
Yeah.
And so many patients I see pray the fear. I say, don't pray the fear. You pray the answer and thank him for the answer. And again, it goes back to that law that he gave us. We only have one law. Jesus said, a new commandment I give you, that you love one another just as I have loved you, that you also love one another. And by this shall all men know that you're my disciples, that you have love one for another. And that's a commandment. Even though my flesh doesn't want to do it, I am commanded
You're
to do
commanded.
It.
You're commanded.
I have to do it.
Now you can see why he commanded it.
Absolutely. It saves our lives.
Yeah.
It unsticks that stress response. It allows our bodies to be at peace.
We're out of time. We'll be back in just a moment.
It's time for a house call from Dr. Colbert. Based on principles from his New York Times bestseller, The 7 Pillars of Health, your personal health improvement kit takes things a step further by providing useful tools to help you keep focused and on track to a healthy lifestyle. With over 140 minutes of practical tips and biblical principles, Dr. Colbert takes you through the 7 Pillars of Health on DVD while you read the corresponding chapters of his hardback book. Keep record of what you learn and the progress you're making with this companion workbook and a 50-day journal. Changing habits will change your life, and you can do it. Stay motivated by wearing a reminder wristband for each of the 7 pillars of health. Also included is this exercise training DVD, Learn to Burn Calories and Tone Your Body Safely, right in the comfort of your own home. With everything that's included, you'll be inspired and equipped to take charge of your health and live out the full life that God has for you. Take the proper steps to ensure a healthy future. Order your personal health improvement kit by Dr. Don Colbert today for only $59.99. There are easy-to-follow instructions in this kit that will lead you to a healthy, energetic lifestyle. Purchase online through our website at kcm.org or call our toll-free number, 800-575-4455. Or write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. Order your kit today.
The Personal Health Improvement Kit. That's just the fancy way of saying, you got to get you one of these. One of the reasons that I so deeply appreciate Doc and Mary Colbert over the years is their tireless, seems like, just night and day work in ways to get it in a package that you and I can take and get simple step-by-step insight. And it's not just something I read and say, okay. No, a 50-day journal. Then 7 Pillars of Health workbook. Then the big book, the 7 Pillars to Health. If you haven't got this, you got it. You got to have this book. But the thing about this kit that I like, I mean, the DVDs and the little reminder bracelets and all of this is to help you and me one step at a time in the Word of God to get our health back. Now, I noticed this, Doc, and this came as a great revelation to me in my own life, my own health, that there are people that felt all right and they're not healthy. And you talked about, last week, you talked about the fact that a cancer cell can be there for years and you don't even know it.
We don't have the equipment to detect.
You don't even know it's there. Mm-hmm. So the person wasn't healthy, but they didn't know they weren't healthy. But if you get in here and find out and do those things that cause you to be healthy, you really don't have to understand how it all works. Just do it. Jesus said, if you do what a wise man does, you get a wise man's results. Yeah. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Father, we pray for this radio and television audience and our partners all over the world. God, we pray in the name of Jesus for the increase of their health and the power of the blessing of God in their lives. In Jesus' name. Amen. 3 conventions this year. You got to get in them. Long Beach, Fort Worth, and Milwaukee. I'm telling you, this is the year of the blessing. We'll see you tomorrow. Until then, remember this. Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. For a DVD or CD copy of this broadcast, visit our website at kcm.org or call toll-free 800-575-4455. This is the year of fullness of blessing, a time for you to receive the blessing without measure. Take the time to intentionally immerse yourself in God's Word and allow it to transform your life. Dive in at the 2008 Branson Victory Campaign. Join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland for 3 days of soaking in God's Word March 6th to the 8th at the new location of Faith Life Church, 3701 State Highway 76 in Branson, Missouri. Visit kcm.org or call 800-600-7395. Tomorrow on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
People think the only time fear is there is when you're scared, but that's not true. That the torment part of fear is what causes you to question God's Word, causes you to doubt, causes you to think, I'll never be able to do this. It gets you into selfish mode. All of that is the spirit of fear.